First of all, investigations, you know, will take place routinely for every club's annual audit when that takes place. So those go on. In these particular cases, we did pursue some issues which I've referred to in the press release related to access to information and commercial contracts. There were differing legal opinions over the interpretation of those and whether or not they should be included in the cap. And when you reach that point, you know, one of the options, which is the options that all parties have taken, is to reach a commercial settlement, which is what we've done. Which there's no breaches in that sense, and it allows us to move on the basis that we disagree about the interpretations, but rather than you know, pursue that perhaps interminably, it's better to reach that settlement, which is what we've done, and all 12 clubs have supported that today.
When we look at the facts, Mark, we have clubs who have been found guilty of, whether you call them breaches or irregularities or having issues around the salary cap because they've been fined. The fact that there haven't been any points deductions or anything more serious looks a bit like you're sweeping it under the carpet.
No, I mean, I must put you right on the first part of what you said there, Chris. It is not the case that clubs have been found guilty of anything. That's not the case at all. This area of financial regulation, as we know from other sports, is not a straightforward one. It does raise some complex issues sometimes, and those are the sorts of issues we've encountered. We arrived at a different position where I guess we believed we were right. Clubs had a different view of that and had we had differing legal opinion over it. And there aren't always rights and wrongs in these situations because, as I say, they are complex. And in that context, it's better for all parties if an appropriate settlement's reached, which is what we've done, and we move on. And I'm confident that the issues in dispute have been dealt with and have been resolved, and we can you know, continue to monitor the cap and deal with it in the way that we always have done.
But doesn't it make a mockery of the salary cap in its very essence, Mark, if there have been irregularities or issues or whatever, and yet you've not been actually able to enforce any proper punishments?
No, quite the reverse. I mean, there are issues which will arise, as I said, each year, because you know, it's not a simple, straightforward measurement of financial spend. There are areas of that which are which have to be looked at quite closely, and there are issues which arise each year with clubs' audit to make sure that they are dealt with properly. And sometimes you will get to areas which are grey. I know people don't want to necessarily acknowledge that, but the interpretation of those types of situations can sometimes genuinely, and this is the case, be open to different interpretation. That's the point that we reached, and that's where settlement is the most appropriate way forward, which is what the clubs believe.
So you feel that if you had, say, pushed through something more drastic with these clubs, such as points deduction, relegation, or anything that?
You're making a big assumption there that there is breach or there is guilt, which there has not been. That's where I think, you know, unfortunately, the speculation over the last few months, as we've said in the statement, I think has been on a scale and implies a scale which has just frankly been quite inaccurate. But because we pursue these types of reviews confidentially, because I think it's appropriate to do that, and that's what the system requires us to do, there's no means in that interim period to counter that kind of speculation, even when it gets on a scale which it has done. So you can only do that, and we can only comment, as we have done today, when we conclude those situations, which is what we've now done.
Yeah, but you will accept the cynical viewpoint will be that in order to protect the integrity of the league, the reputation of the Aviva Premiership, this is the most palatable outcome as opposed to anything more serious.
No, I don't accept that at all, because that implies, again, a straightforward situation of a breach, which is not the case, as opposed to areas of monitoring and regulation, which are not necessarily black and white. As I said, that's exactly the situation we've countered here. It's not a question of what's palatable or not. It's a question of where the fact is, where differing legal opinions arise as to the treatment of various elements, and as I say, whether or not they should or should not be included in any salary calculation. That's where we have reached, and you can either carry those kind of disputes on interminably, or you can enter into a settlement around that, and which that's what we've done. And that I'm confident, as I say, that those issues have now been addressed. They are dealt with, and you know, we've got a strong system going forward. And the fact that the clubs have also set that system in place for 16-17 and 17-18 with some new features and new developments to it, I think endorses their belief and confidence in having such a system.